in and present their ministry, because we're right here on the I-81, I-70, 95 Eastern Seaboard corridor. And it's just really convenient for missionaries to move up and down. And there are more churches on the East Coast than there are on the West Coast. And it just warms my heart to see all of these young couples or families or singles that have dedicated themselves to do the work of the ministry, to go wherever God's called them. But it is very hard for me as a pastor to turn down missionaries for opportunities to present. I always feel like I'm discouraging them or something, you know, but I do at least contact them back, because I know how difficult it is as a missionary, right? When you call, leave a message, and never hear anything back, right? So I try to make it a point of at least communicating back with them, yes or no. And I always tell the missionaries, unless I know you personally or there's some connection with our church, I just really probably can't have you come. And with Jimmy Pierre, though I have never met him personally that I could remember, he says we have actually met once in the past, but there are a lot of connections. Jimmy Pierre is from Haiti, and he came to Bob Jones University to study and get his education training to go back to his home country to minister there. But he is also a member of the same church that the Parkers are members there, Ron Allen's church there in Matthews, North Carolina. And Ron Allen and I are very close friends. Our lives have intersected throughout ministry years. And not only that, but Jimmy Pierre is with Baptist World Mission. And that is a mission board that I am on the board of, Baptist World Mission as well as IPM. And in fact, tomorrow I have a board meeting in the Detroit area. And I was supposed to fly out tomorrow morning to go to that board meeting. And a few weeks ago, Southwest Airlines called and said, "Oh, by the way, we are canceling your flight." And I said, "Oh." So I could not get a flight out on Monday. So I'm actually going to have to leave this evening to fly down there. And so I feel bad. I will not be able to hear personally Jimmy's presentation and answering of questions and so forth. But he actually has to be at that board meeting too. So I will see him this week up in the Detroit area. But so there are a number of connections here. And when I saw his presentation online, when I listened to his testimony, this is a young man we need to have here at our church. And so I'm very excited to have him present the need for missions in Haiti, the need for missions in general, but also just for him to share his heart and for you to get a chance to meet him, to know him. And so, Brother Jimmy, why don't you come and teach God's word?
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be here this morning to share my heart with you and my vision and my goal for the country of Haiti. But before I start, I want to express my gratitude to the leaders, especially Pastor Remler, for allowing me to be here to meet a new family in Christ. And I'm so excited to be here. And this morning, I'm not going to share my testimony with you completely, but I will say a little bit about it. And tonight, if you come back, I will share my how the Lord saved me and how the Lord called me to the ministry. But I want to share the gospel with you this morning, and I will share with you the necessity of sharing the gospel. The necessity of sharing the gospel. The gospel is the exclusive solution to man's sinful nature. There is no other solution. When we talk about the gospel, we see Jesus Christ. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. So how do we know that it is the exclusive solution? in the light of the Bible, we will see that. But I want to share something about the necessity. You know, something can be important but not necessary. For instance, someone can live without a tooth. My father is 80 years old. I believe he lost some, but he's still alive. And in 2010, there was a big earthquake in Haiti. And that earthquake left a lot of people damaged. They lose one hand, one foot, lose one eye, but most of them are still alive. That is to say, the hands or the eyes, the feet, were important for their existence, but not necessary. But can someone live without a heart? No heart means no life. No life equals death. So your heart is necessary to stay in existence. Therefore, just like the gospel, Jesus Christ. I mean, just like your heart, Jesus Christ is necessary for human sinful condition. It's the only solution. It is necessary to share that gospel. Because Jesus Christ for salvation is unavoidable, inevitable, sine qua non. And that is why we need to share the gospel. So why do we need to share the gospel? Why it is necessary to share the gospel? First of all, because of the condition of man. What is the condition of man? The Bible says man is sinner, sins against God. So by knowing that man is a sinner, and because of sin is separated from God, and because of sin, God's wrath is upon him, and there is only one solution to his condition, is the gospel. Therefore, we need to share the gospel with them. The Bible says, all have sinned. If you turn with me in Romans chapter 10, of course, you know it, but I want you to go there, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 3, from verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. And verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the word I want you to underline is, there is none, no, not one. And all have sinned. Paul is talking about universality of sin. The whole universe is under sin. The Jews and the Greek, the Gentiles, everybody. So that's the condition of man. And mankind has no other solution apart from the gospel. So the fact that we know, we have this knowledge about man, and we know that we were there too before we got saved, we have reason to share the gospel. Because of that condition, man is sinner. The gospel is necessary to these people. And the second one, I want you to know that man is lost. I can share something with you about my family. I will share more tonight. My grandparents didn't know the Lord. And in Haiti, what they used to do, they used to worship the devil, but I didn't know him. This is what I knew about him. Used to worship the devil, spirit, things like that. Why? Because Not only is a sinner, he was lost. He was blind spiritually. He didn't know any better. But see what happened. Somebody from the United States, a missionary, understood the necessity of sharing the gospel, left the United States to go to Haiti to share the gospel. What happened? My grandparents heard the gospel. They believed. And they called upon the name of Jesus Christ for salvation. Because the gospel was shared to them. And they were lost. And by knowing Christ, they no longer lost. They are saved. Sinner. That was his condition. He was lost. So that missionary understood the condition of man. And that should be our understanding, daily understanding of people of the world, the condition. They are sinners, they are lost. Probably people you're working with, people in your family, your brother, your sister, your children, they don't know the Lord, they are lost. And because of that, the gospel needs to be shared to them. That's the condition of man. Not only the Bible says they are sinner and they are lost. Thirdly, the Bible says they are guilty before God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 18-19, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty. Before who? Before God. The whole world is in shame, guilty before God. Whether they acknowledge it or not, the whole world, everybody, is guilty. When there is guilt, of course, there was offense and sin. But not only they are guilty, they are condemned. This is what the Bible says. That's the condition of people you know who don't know the Lord. They are condemned. God's wrath is upon them. The eternal separation is right there. Because if they die without Christ, they are completely separated with God. But even if they are sinners, they're still alive, they still have an opportunity to believe in Christ. If they hear the gospel, but who's going to share that gospel? Us, we Christians. This is the condition of men. We have that knowledge about men. So before you came to Christ, that was your condition. You were a sinner, a lost sinner. And you were lost, and you were guilty before God, and God's condemnation was upon you. That's before you came to Christ. Now you can sing, hallelujah, I am saved. You're free from your guilt. You're free from condemnation. Why? Because that gospel was shared to you once, or you heard it, either by an evangelist or a church member or a family. You heard the gospel. And when you heard that gospel, you believed. Nothing else has saved you from your sin but the gospel. And that is why the gospel is the exclusive solution to man's sinful condition. Why do we need to share the gospel? Because of the condition of men. Sinner, lost, guilty, condemned. And when there is condemnation, the verdict is there. God's verdict is eternal judgment, hell, total separation. My grandparents was there. close until they heard the gospel. But if we don't share that gospel, most people don't know about Christ. They don't. And because of that missionary, today I stand here as a fruit of mission. Because my grandparents heard the gospel. My parents grew up in a Christian home. And my mother got saved when she was 12 years old. And I grew up in a Christian home. But all this happened because of the work of the missionary. And perhaps he never thought that one day a fruit of his work would go to the United States to study and desire to do ministry. But what he has done was marvelous, sharing the gospel. And we see the result today. I am an example, but you are an example as well, you who know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because nothing else has saved you, only the gospel, and because you heard the gospel. So we have multiple reasons to share the gospel. We know it is God's command in Matthew 28 to share the gospel. But here we know the condition of man. Why do we need to share the gospel? Because of that man's condition. But now I want you to see the second part. Why do we need to share the gospel? Because of the power that gospel has. Because of the power of gospel. The gospel has power to save. So when we talk about the gospel, we talk about Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if we just say gospel, the gospel could be any kind of gospel. When I spend time with Americans, they used to talk about the NFL team. Every region talk about the NFL. So which one do you have here in this area? Somebody say nothing. Yeah. Ravens, this is what you say, right? So if Ravens is losing a game, that's not a good news. That's a bad news. Now they're turning the game over. They are winning. Now you're calling your friends about the good news of Ravens. But it could have been any news, neutral. It's a news. So what I want to say, when we talk about the gospel, if we say just gospel, it's just good news. But good news about Ravens or good news about something else? It's good news about Jesus Christ. And because there is Jesus Christ in it, and we know what Jesus Christ has done. Jesus Christ died for sinners. That's a good news. We were condemned, and nothing could redeem sinners from sin, only the blood of Christ. Jesus died for sinners. And Jesus Christ is able to save sinners from... That's a good news. Only the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, has power to save people. Paul says the gospel is the power or the means, the powerful means of God to save the world. You are saved by that power, the power of the gospel. From the first century until today, we are saved by the gospel. But don't you hear sometimes people say, well, there are many ways to heaven. People can say that because we cannot stop them from saying what they want to say. But we know there is only one way, the exclusive way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except by me. And that is exactly what we need to preach as Christians, because only the gospel has power to save. Jesus Christ, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name, no other means but Jesus Christ. Avoiding the good news of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. So we need to share the gospel because we know the power of the gospel, the power to save. And that power is in Jesus Christ alone. People can say whatever they want about Christianity, about the way to heaven. But we as Christians, we know Jesus Christ is the one. Not only the gospel is powerful to save, but also the gospel is powerful to change. Have you ever asked yourself a question, do a retrospection, an introspection? Yesterday, my life was a mess. And suddenly, I see some changes in my life. What happened? That's when you come to Christ. Because of the power of the gospel. The gospel can change people, transform people. So you don't need to go too far to find sinners around the world. Go in your life. Why don't you have the same desire you had before you came to Christ? The same practice, the same things you used to do. Why? Why? You don't realize it. It's the power of the gospel to change. Change you, and is still changing you. And I want you to read this passage with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 9. Knowing not, from verse 9 to 11, knowing not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Paul is giving a list of sins. And now see a contrast. And such were some of you. Paul is talking to these people, the Corinthians people, saying, before you came to Christ, that was the condition of your life. Of course, it doesn't mean all of you practice all kind the same sins, but you are sinners. And some of you were practicing some of the sins. Such were some of you. That was your life before you came to Christ. And we can go back and see the condition of our lives prior to Christ. And see the sharp contrast here. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. You were justified, you were washed, you were sanctified. Knowing that with your sin, you cannot make it to heaven. But Christ has washed you, sanctified you, set you apart, and make you just. Only the gospel can do that. So that was our lives prior to Christ. We used to do all this thing, and we see that contrast in our life. What makes that contrast? Because we were washed. Because we were sanctified. Because Christ has done all these things for us. That's the power of gospel. Sometimes people say, well, you see how bad these people are. The negative things they do. In Haiti, people would say, well, they believe that some people cannot be saved because of what they do, or some of them, they are murderers, and they do many, many negative things. And people say, well, are you saying these people, if they can go to heaven if they believe in Christ? This is what the Bible says. And they don't want to believe that. But this is exactly what the Bible does. The gospel does. It sanctifies people, washed people. No matter what you have done, it washed you to make you clean. So by knowing this knowledge, by knowing all this thing, and knowing that the gospel, the exclusivity of the gospel, we should share the gospel with people. Now you can say, where can you go to find sinners to share the gospel? I can give you some big cities to go to find sinners and share the gospel with them. Let's go to New York, Las Vegas, L.A., big cities, we can find easily sinners and share the gospel with them. But let me tell you, you don't need to go to those big cities to find sinners. And you don't even need to go to your town to find sinners to share the gospel with. Of course, we have to go to these big cities. We have to go to this town where we are commanded to go. But understand what I'm saying. You need to go right here in your house. You will find sinners. In your family, you will find sinners. Probably one of your brothers or sisters or children or grandparents, grandchildren, they are not saved. They need to hear the gospel. It's not a game without Christ. They will face God in hell. They will face God in hell. And sometimes I pay attention to what people do when it comes to Christianity, grandparents, and Christian. They would spend time talking to some friends, call over the phone or video chat, or talk to grandkids, do everything for them. They talk about everything. But the most important thing in life, they don't talk about it. The gospel. The gospel is the most important thing. You know, it's good to have a lot of money because money is created by God, not by Satan. And we see a lot of Christian in the Bible, people of God. And it's good to have a lot of education. It's good to have a wonderful social status. Of course, we are in this world. And it's good to provide all these things for your kids, for your children, for your grandchildren. We have to do all these things. But by providing all these things and neglecting the most important thing in life, as a Christian, isn't it a failure? I'm not saying it is. Let's think about it. Because you can have, the Bible says we can have the whole world and you die without Christ as if you had nothing. You're going to face God in hell. God's judgment is upon you. All this, your fame becomes nothing. Your money becomes nothing. Your social status becomes nothing. And you will be in hell with your conscience. Your kids, your grandchildren will be in hell with their higher education, everything they had, with their conscience. That they did not believe in Christ Jesus. So you know that knowledge. That all these things in life are important. But the most important thing is the gospel. And you don't share the gospel with them. You spend time with your grandkids, your friends, your family all the time. You don't share the gospel with them. Since we understand the necessity of sharing the gospel, we should make a decision to share the gospel with them. Because without Christ, there is no life. There is no guarantee in this life. Yes, you can have everything in this life. We know everything is ephemeral, the passing. We need to share the gospel with the whole world. The Haitian people need to hear the gospel. American people, French people, the whole world need to hear the gospel. But if no one desires or wants to share the gospel with them, how will they hear? We can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. How will they hear? My grandparents didn't know about the gospel because after the independence in 1804 from the French people, they had a, prior to that, they had a voodoo ceremony in Haiti, and they say I will speak about it tonight. They say the God of the white people, the French people, didn't like them because the French people were very brutal to them. Brought them from Africa to Haiti, and then understand they had no right. They lost their family, their wife, their kids, everything. Changed their name, everything. And arriving in Haiti, if they were rebellious, they would cut one hand, one foot, and bury the rest and pour syrup on them so that ants can eat them alive. And they said the God of the white people didn't like them. And they had a voodoo ceremony. And that voodoo ceremony, they killed a pig. And they drank the blood and they shared with one another and they called upon their gods. Of course, the demon, the devil. And the fact that they were fighting for freedom in 1804, Haiti was independent. And because of that voodoo ceremony they had, they believed that the devil, the gods, granted them liberty. And ever since, they've been practicing voodoo, witchcraft, sacrificing. Oh, this is what they've been doing. And they didn't know, would say, any better than that. And they would share that style of life, the belief, to another generation, from one generation to another generation. That's the way it was. So my grandparents were not exempt of that. They used to practice the same thing. Until the gospel was preached to them. Not only They were saved, but their lives will see change in their lives. Only the gospel can do it, and that is why the gospel needs to be preached, need to be shared to other people. And not only we can take our own examples, our lives as examples of change by the gospel, but we can see some in the Bible. We see that the Bible changed a greedy man to a philanthropist, the tax collector. Only the gospel can do that. Transform his life, his style, his everything. And the gospel changed a prostitute to a soul winner, the Samaritan. This is what the gospel can do. You see a criminal, you say, well, is the grace of God available for this one too? Of course, that some Haitian would say that. Of course. This is the power of the gospel when you believe. The gospel has changed this lady. The gospel has changed lost religious to true believer, Nicodemus. The gospel has changed a condemned person to a saved person, the thief on the cross. The gospel changed a blasphemer to a true worshiper. You remember Paul? He didn't know the gospel. But when the gospel penetrated him, have you ever read his life in the epistles? See Paul in Acts? The person he became? This change doesn't come from his own internal power. This is what people are preaching today. Your internal power will change you. Well, it can change you not towards salvation. Because salvation, only the gospel of Christ can change people. See what the gospel has done in Paul's life. It was the external power, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood of Christ has changed all these people. So if the gospel can change all these people, don't you think the gospel can change your child, your children, your brother, your sister, your grandchildren? Of course. But they need to hear the gospel. So as I said earlier, it's good to take some time to talk to your grandchildren, you who have grandchildren, or your children, your brother, sister. They may not listen to you. They may not want to talk to you about it. But make sure you find a minute to share the gospel. Remember Ezekiel chapter 33-34, you are a sentinel. So the blood of these people is no longer in your hand because you share the gospel with them. That means you announce them. You let them know their condition without Christ. And you let them know the gospel is the exclusive, the unique solution to their condition. Let them know that, whether they believe or not. Because the believing does not belong to us. We cannot force people to believe. But sharing belongs to us. We are called to share the gospel. This is what we do. We share the gospel with people. And God will take care of the rest. The Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. Because we cannot save people. Even if they don't want to hear. But find a moment to share the gospel with them. Why it is necessary to share the gospel? Because of man's condition, sinner, lost, condemned, guilty. and God's verdict is there. Why? It is important because of the power of the gospel. The gospel is powerful to save. The gospel is powerful to change. And it changed you. It changed me. And it changed those people here in the Bible. Paul. Nicodemus. The tax collector. I don't know how to say his name in English. I know it in French. Zachée. So, the gospel changed their lives. Change your life. The gospel still can change people's lives today. What they need to hear? The gospel. But Paul says, how can they call upon the name of Jesus Christ if they don't believe? But how can they believe if they never hear anything? Because faith comes from hearing. If they don't hear anything, well, they can hear, but if no one speaks, how can they hear? Paul is giving a series of rhetorical questions here. And, well, people can speak, but if you don't send them, they won't go. We know the first sender is God, sent Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is a sender. And the church is also sender, sent people to share the gospel. And when they go, they share the gospel, people hear. They hear, they believe. When they believe, they call upon the name of Jesus Christ for salvation. And that is why we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is necessary for you and I to share the gospel. Something can be important, but not necessary. So the gospel is sine qua non, inevitable, unavoidable. We need to share that gospel. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. This gospel changed my grandparents' life, many lives, my life, saved me from wrath to come, reconciled me with you, and reconciled these people here with you. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. And now, as we are waiting for his coming, we pray that you would give us a heart to go out to share the gospel in our community, in our city, in our home, in other parts of the world so that people can hear. Give us that zeal, that eagerness to do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Brother, how many languages do you know?
I speak Haitian Creole. I speak French.
It's amazing to me as I'm hearing him preach. I wish I could preach in another language. There's no way I could do that. When you go back to Haiti, will you pretty much preach in Creole or will you preach in French?
I will use both, but at the same time, it's better to use Haitian Creole because I can reach more people with the Haitian Creole. But I'm going to use both simultaneously because the Bible I use is the French Bible. And it's not going to be a typical French ministry.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to reach only the elite people, highly educated people. And what about the mass?
Yeah. So, yeah. Is that because there's not a good Creole, Haitian Creole Bible? You prefer to use the French? Or is the French better?
Well, the schooling language was French.
Okay.
And it's good to speak French in Haiti. That's because we have two official languages, Haitian Creole and French, and we use them. But not everybody has the opportunity to go to school in Haiti.
And
if you don't make it to school, it's hard for you to speak French or to speak it properly. And therefore, by using French only to do ministry might limit your reach.
Right.
And that is why I'm thinking it's better to use both simultaneously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Amen. It's a great reminder to us of how important getting the gospel, the good news, is out to people. We're seemingly limited these days with COVID-19. We do have a great opportunity that's kind of fallen into our lap, an opportunity to reach Boy Scouts. I know a circular has gone out to all of the Boy Scouts in the Catoctin. Actually, they call it the Francis Scott Key District now, which is this whole region in Maryland and so forth here. And they're offering for us to do all of the religious instruction for K-5 through 12th grade coming up beginning October 29th. And some of the classes will be 4 weeks, some will be 6 weeks, a couple will be 7 weeks. We're going to be doing that on Thursday nights at, I believe, 7 o'clock. And I have no idea how many kids are going to sign up, but we do need to be prepared. We should know in the next week how many kids are signed up, and I'm thankful for some of you who volunteered to help with that. If you would be interested in helping us with reaching these Boy Scouts, like I said, K-5 through 1st, 2nd through 3rd, 4th and 5th, 6th through 8th, 9th through 12th, so there's 5 different sections. If you'd just see me, and I'll get you on the list. We'll have a meeting. We'll talk about it, strategize, and be prepared to give the gospel. But we need to be looking for opportunities. People need the gospel just as much today as they've ever needed it. We just need to be creative in knowing how to do that. All right, well, let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. Father, we're thankful for this reminder of the power of the gospel, not just good news, but the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not that we need to know about God. No, we need to know Him. We need to know You as You know us. And Lord, I pray that we would look for opportunities in the days ahead to be able to share this life-changing truth that Jesus Christ can save sinners and transform them into saints. We pray for Jimmy Pierre and for his ministry in the United States as he raises funds to be able to go back to his homeland of Haiti and to be able to throw himself into full-time ministry to reach people that may never have had the opportunity to hear. Now, Lord, dismiss us with Your blessing as we prepare for our morning service. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we dismiss and get ready for the morning service, I'd like to ask Rod Grimm and Jonathan Lee Wilson, if you can, to help wipe down some handles and so forth as we prepare for the morning service. All right, thank you. You are dismissed.